弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
很谢谢 Youth 带领我们的敬拜。
We'd like to thank the Youth worship team.
我们也很高兴看见有新的成员加入他们的敬拜。
We're also very happy to see that there are new members in the worship team.
我相信借着敬拜，他们在年轻的时候就能够跟神能够更深的能够来认识、来经历神，借着他们的敬拜跟服事。
I believe that through the practice of worship that they'll be getting closer to God in their youth days.
今天呢我们很高兴我们特别请到要做个更正，他 是 Pastor John Matthew 在我们的 中间。
Yeah, we're very honored and happy today that we have Pastor John Matthew with us this morning.
我们原来都不认识。
We did not know him before.
后来有一次在 The King's Academy, 的一个
dinner
一个晚餐的时候呢，他有一个很好的分享。
We didn't know him, but we got to hear him at a dinner at the King's Academy Gala a function.
然后我就觉得说我很想请他到我们的当中来分享。
I just feel strongly that we definitely should invite him to our church and share his message with us.
但是他很忙，所以我们的时间就一拖再拖，拖了大概将近快。四五个月才请得到他。
So we got on his calendar about 4 or 5 months ago, and finally he's here today with us.
So this is the day.
所以这是神所定的日子。
So we just welcome him.
我们来欢迎 Pastor Matthew.
Well, thank you.
谢谢。
My name is Jehan Matthew, like Pastor Joe said, and it's an honor for me to be here, to have the chance to worship with you and be here in this community.
今天我真的是很荣幸，也很高兴能够来到这个教会和大家一起的来敬拜神。
I think this is a great example of the diverse God we serve. Here's an Indian guy speaking to a Chinese church in California.
我们觉得我们的神真的是一个很奇妙的神，而且是一个多样的神。我是一个印度人，然后今天在跟一个中国的教会在这个加州一个中国的教会来传道，是非常奇妙的事情。
It's been a real treat for me to get to know Pastor Joe these last few months and hear his heart for this church, for this community, both gathered here and the greater community with the 1312 vision.
我这几个月来，我能够跟那个你们的牧师能够了解到你们在这边1312的印象意向。我感到非常的荣幸能够有这个机会能够了解。
It's an incredible vision for this community to bring the gospel to the people here in North San Jose.
这个意向就是将福音带到这个社区的人，这个是一个非常好的一个意向。
Because, I mean, that's what we are here for. That's what this is all about. We've been called to put God on display, to live out our lives for His glory.
所以我们所有的人都是被神所呼召，我们要来活出神在我们身上的恩典。
And it's my prayer that all of us would come to the end of our lives with a candle that has been completely spent to that end, bringing the gospel to life with our lives.
我也很希望我们在座的每一个人，当我们走到人生的尽头的时候，我们的生命都是已经花在这个传福音的这件事上。
I, for one, don't want to come to the end of my life with a candle that I have kept protected, kept safe from danger, and even held high as an idol. I want to be completely spent down to the last bit of wax so that I can come to the throne of God in that moment and say, I have given everything for you.
我很希望我自己走到人生的尽头的时候，我的人生的蜡烛是为神烧尽了，而不是说我为了要保护，我为了要避免危险，我就保护这根蜡烛，或者是把我这个人生的蜡烛就摆在高高的一个坛上，就是摆来好看，而不是把它为神的工作来烧尽。
Because there will come that moment for every one of us when we will stand face to face in front of Jesus, in front of God. And in that moment, I want to be able to say, I spent every breath living for this moment.
我们每一个人都需要走到这个地步，就是那一天我们要跟神面对面的时候。所以当我们在跟神面对面的时候，我希望我自己的生命就是说我的每一个气息都是为神活出来的。
I want to be able to say I spent every breath living for the moment when you would say to me, well done.
我这一生所要做的事情就是有一天我进到神的面前，他要告诉我说，好孩子，你完成了你在地上的工作。
And it's an interesting thing to think about. Is there anything in life that is more important to you? Is there anything in life that is more important to you than one day hearing God say to you, well done?
在你的生命中还有比听到神告诉你说你做得很好这件事情更重要的吗？
And that's why we're here. We're here to bring the kingdom of God to earth, to live out his desires for this planet, to bring his love, his healing, and his presence to the world, to put the gospel on display with our lives.
所以我们生命的一个目标就是我们要将神的爱展示在我们的人生里头，让人看见在我们的身上就有神的爱。
And when it all comes down to it, that's where the gospel starts. The intersection of the good news of the gospel and the bringing of the kingdom to God on this earth is right here in each one of us.
所以福音就是说神的爱跟神的国度一起的交界。
It is us living out the gospel.
就是我们要活出真正的福音。
And that's what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5. He says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as if God were making his appeal through us.
所以就好像保罗在哥林多后书第五章所讲的，我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
So we are called to be his regents, his ambassadors on this earth, ambassadors that give the world a picture, an idea of who God is.
所以我们是被呼召了做神的一个大使，来表明我们就说神是我们要来代表神给世人看，说神的国是怎么样的一个国度。
John says in 1 John that the world will know we are Christians because of the way we love.
在约翰一书里头也讲说，世人能够知道我们是基督徒，是因为我们如何的彼此相爱。
So when we're talking about bringing the gospel down to earth, putting the gospel on display in our lives, when we're talking about something like the 1312 vision,
当我们讲到说要把神的国度、神的福音展示在我们的生活里头，或者当我们在讲到1312的意象的时候。
It can't start with the question of how do we tell people the gospel.
我们不应该从开始讲说，我们不应该开始说我们如何传福音给大家。
The problem is not one of information.
我们的问题不是没有这个资讯。
Not only do they need to hear the words of the gospel, they need to see the gospel.
他们不但要听到福音，但他们必须要看到福音。
It has to start with the question, do I personally have an accurate understanding of what the gospel is? Is my life putting the gospel on display?
所以当我们看到这个意象的时候，我们第一个问题应该是说，我对福音的了解是什么？在我的生命上是不是可以看到这个福音？
Ultimately, our understanding of the gospel comes from our understanding of God.
所以我们真的至终我们对福音的了解，也就是我们对于神的了解。
Because the good news isn't just that you get to go to heaven. That's good news, but that's not all of it.
好消息不是说你就是上天堂，但是这不光是好消息的一面而已。
The good news isn't just that you're saved from your sin. That is good news, but that's not all of it.
好消息不只是说你的罪被赦免了，我们还有更多。
The good news isn't just that you're being transformed and made into a new creation. That is good news, but that's not all of it.
好消息也不只是说你变成一个新造的人，好消息是有更大的一个意象。
Ultimately, the good news is Jesus.
至终好消息的至终就是耶稣自己。
Ultimately, the good news is God himself.
而好消息的最终点就是神他自己。
And the extent to which we understand and are in tune with God will be the extent to which we are able to put on display the gospel in our lives.
我们越认识神，我们越了解神，我们就越能够把神活在我们的生命跟我们的生活当中。
Critical to knowing the gospel is first knowing God.
我们最重要了解福音的第一点就是要认识神。
For me personally, the journey of knowing God and the depths of the gospel has been a lifelong one.
对我来讲，认识神跟认识福音的整体，对我来讲，这是一生的一个追求。
And God in His graciousness has continued to show me more and more of who He is.
那我很感谢神，他一直给我很大的恩典，来一直不断的更认识他。
One of the most significant passages in my life that we'll be talking through this morning is a passage in Luke chapter 15.
对我来讲最重要的经文最重要的经文之一就是路加福音第十五章，我们今天早上要来分享的。
And here we get an incredible picture of God painted for us.
我们在这边看到一个父亲的一个一个意象印象。
And that picture isn't painted for us simply by a pastor or even a disciple. It's painted for us by Jesus Himself, God's Son, the one person who knows God more than anyone else.
这个神的一个图像不是由他的门徒，也不是由其他人所描述出来，而是由耶稣自己口中所描述出来的父亲。
Because the reality is, we all have varying views of God.
我们每一个人对神都有不同程度的了解。
They've been shaped by our fathers, our mothers, our life circumstances, our views of scripture, even pastors and societies and cultures.
我们对神的认识可能是来自于我们的父亲、母亲，我们生活的环境，我们自己的牧师，还有我们在这个我们的文化背景里头，都造成我们对神有不同的认识。
We all have a certain lens, a certain set of eyes through which we view God.
我们也都有一种不同的眼或色境来看我们的神。
But God is a certain way.
但神他就是神。
So regardless of how you or I see him, he is who he is.
不管你我的角度有什么不同，但是神就是一位。
You remember in the book of Exodus when Moses meets God in the burning bush and asks God, "Who should I say sent me?"
记得在出埃及记中，当摩西遇见神的时候，他说：“我怎么样告诉我的百姓说你是谁呢？”
He doesn't say, "I am whoever you think I am."
他不是说我就是你认为我是怎么样的人。
He doesn't say, "I am whoever you want me to be, as long as you believe it in your heart."
他不是说我是你心中想象的那一位神。
He says, "I am who I am."
他说我是自有拥有的神。
I am constant. I am eternal. I am permanent. I am.
我是那自有拥有永恒的神，常在的神。
So when the Bible talks about God, we need to pay very close attention to how He's described, because that is how we should view God.
所以当圣经在描述神的时候，我们需要很仔细的来研读圣经，来看圣经是怎么样描述这位神。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus paints a picture of God as Father.
在路加福音十五章里头，耶稣所描述的这位神是一个父亲，是一位父亲。
And my wife and I, we had our first son about 7 months ago. She's back in the cry room over there. It's been an incredible 7 months.
我在七个月以前刚成了父亲，我太太坐在那个 family viewing room 里头，这七个月来是一个很奇妙的一个过程。
But it's been a humbling thing to consider that I will in some way shape my son's definition of the word father.
但当我想到我自己会为我这个儿子对让他对神有这个父亲的认识的时候，我心里就感到非常的惶恐。
I will in some way shape my son's definition of the word God.
而且我会帮助我的儿子就是知道神是怎么样的一位神。
And some of us have had fathers that have put God on display in amazing ways.
我们在座的有一些人他的父亲呢真的就是活出神的样式。
But some of us have had fathers that are anything but a picture of God and love.
但是呢有些人我们的父亲并不是这样子。
But regardless of which experience you had, no father is perfect. And so we must pay attention. When Jesus paints a picture of the Father, this is the Father God wants us to know.
但是不管我们自己的父亲是怎么样，我们要注重的是圣经里头所说的这位父亲，让我们来认识这个耶稣所描述给我们看的父亲是怎么样的一位父亲。
So if you have your Bibles, open up with me to Luke chapter 15.
所以让我们一起来看路加福音第十五章。
We'll start in verse 1. 15 verse 1 says this. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
在一开始这里就说众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。但是法利赛人和文士私下议论说这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
See, the Pharisees had a pre-existing lens through which they saw God.
法利赛人有一个他们对于神的看法有一个特定的想法。
If this really was God, he wouldn't be spending time with the sinners.
如果他真的是神的话，他就不会花时间跟罪人在一起。
God is only interested in the holy and the righteous, the people that keep the rules.
神对只有对于就是说遵行法律的人，遵行他规章的人有兴趣。
So this Jesus of Nazareth, there's no way he could be God.
所以这个拿撒勒人的耶稣，他不可能是神。
And it's in response to these accusations by the Pharisees that Jesus tells the next three parables in Luke chapter 15.
所以耶稣就是针对了法利赛人的这个想法, 讲了这个路加福音这个15章下面的三个比喻。
And in these parables, we find the heart of God.
在这个三个比喻当中, 我们就看到神的心意。
Now these parables are often together called the parables of the lost. Even the titles in my Bible are the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son.
这三个比喻常常被称作是就是一个迷失的失落的比喻。我们看到有失去的羊，有失落的铜钱，还有一个迷失的儿子。
And that's too bad because the focus of these stories is not who or what was lost. The focus is whose is lost.
我们常常所重视的就是说我们失去的这些东西，但是常常忘记看见的就是说是谁失去了这些东西。
First, we have the parable of the lost sheep, and it really has nothing to do with the sheep.
我们第一个看到的这个就是失去的羊，但是我们不是真正所要看到的不是这个羊本身。
It has everything to do with the shepherd that left the 99 and went wherever he needed to find that one sheep. And when he did, he celebrated with his friends.
而重点应该是说在这个牧羊人他放弃了99只羊，全心的去找这一只羊。当他找到的时候，他欢欢喜喜的来庆祝他找到这只失去的羊。
The parable of the lost sheep is about a shepherd.
我们讲到失落的羊的这个比喻，我们是在讲到牧羊人。
The parable of the lost coin isn't about a coin, it's about a woman who turned her house upside down to find the one coin she had lost, and when she found it, she celebrated with her friends.
当我们讲到这个失落的铜钱的时候，我们不是重视的不是这个铜钱，而是这个妇人，她找了翻箱倒柜找到这个铜钱，然后她就很高兴的来庆祝她找到这个铜钱。
The parable of the lost coins is not about a coin, it's about a woman.
不是。 这个比喻不是关于铜钱，而是关于这个妇人。
And then the parable of the lost sons is not about sons, it's about a father who, as we'll see today, risks so much to be with his sons.
而当我们看到这个迷失的浪子的时候，我们所要重视的是这个父亲，他真的是舍去一切来得回这个浪子。
This is so important to understand here. The subject of these stories is the father.
我们这几个比喻的主题是在于这个父亲。The
subject of these stories is what makes the gospel good news. The subject of these stories is the heart of God.
这几个故事的主题就是我们讲的福音，而是这个讲到神的这个中心。Now
this third parable is one of the most famous. It's often called the parable of the prodigal son.
第三个比喻是最有名的，也就是我们最清楚的这个浪子回头的故事。
Which is interesting because the word prodigal isn't actually in the scripture.
但是很有趣的就是这个所谓这个丰富这个字呢，在圣经里头并没有出现。
The definition of prodigal is recklessly extravagant.
这个字的定义通常是说是很奢侈浪费的。
Now I do believe this story is centered on a prodigal.
我相信这个故事的重点是在这个字眼上面。
But it's not a prodigal son, it's a prodigal father who, as we'll see, recklessly loves his sons.
重心是在说，这个故事的重心是说，这个父亲他毫不吝惜的，花尽了他所有的爱这个儿子。
So in verse 11, Jesus says, "There was a man who had two sons."
所以在十一节的时候，耶稣又说，有一个人他有两个儿子。
So right off the bat, we know that there are two sons. If we focus on one son, we miss the point of the parable.
所以一开始我们就看到这里说有两个儿子，如果我们只重视这个浪子呢，我们就没有把这个故事的全面了解。And
in fact, it's actually told to the benefit of any elder sons in the audience.
而且这个故事很多重点是讲给大儿子听的。Because
remember, this is told in response to the Pharisees who accused Jesus of loving recklessly.
因为这个故事它的重点是要讲给这些法利赛人听的，因为他们认为耶稣对这个罪人跟税吏显示了太多的关心。Because
we'll discover this morning that both sons leave their father. One does it while leaving for the far country, and one does it while staying home.
我们今天早上看到的这两个儿子呢，其实都离开了他的父亲。一个是人离开了家，离开。 离开了父亲，另外一个儿子虽然待在家里，但是他也离开了他的父亲。
In verse 12, Jesus says, "The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them."
在十二节，小儿子对他的父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Now there's a man named Kenneth Bailey, and he was a missionary to the Middle East for about 20 years.
有一位这个到中东的这个宣教士，他在那边做了十二年。
He wrote a book called The Cross and the Prodigal, where he talks about this parable in the context of the Middle Eastern culture.
那他写了一本书叫做这个十字架上的这个爱，然后他也特别就提到这个这十五章的这个经节。
And he asks if they had ever heard of somebody making this request of their father.
然后他问到这些中东的人说，你们从来有没有听过儿子向父亲提出这样子的请求？
And they said, no, we've never heard somebody saying that.
但是这些中东人说，在我们文化里头从来没有听过这样子的请求。
So you said, okay, theoretically, if someone were to ask that question of their father, what would the response be?
所以假设有人这样子真的是问他们的父亲的话，那结果会是怎样呢？
And he says, they said, well, his father would beat him.
然后他说这个结果就是他父亲会打他。
So he said, why? Why would his father beat him? Why is this such a bad thing to ask?
为什么他的父亲会打他？为什么这是一个不好，不能够问的事情呢？
And they said, because in our culture, for a son to ask that of his father means that he wants his father to die.
因为在他们的文化里头，如果你这样子，问父亲要他的产业，就是你希望这个父亲早一点走了。
So when the people were hearing Jesus tell the story,
所以当人在听耶稣讲这个故事的时候，
and we need to think this way, what were they hearing? Not just what do we hear when we read the story in our culture, but what did they hear when they heard the story?
所以当我们看到这个故事的时候，我们不但要想说我们听到什么，而且我们要想到说他们这些人听到什么。
And when they heard this, it wasn't just some happenstance request of his father.
所以这不是一个普通的请求。
This was all but a wish for his father to die.
这是一个求死的请求。
He basically said, Dad, give me my share of the estate, and then you can get on with your life and get on with dying.
而且基本上的意思就是说，我要我的产业，你呢，你就可以继续，就是好像就说你可以走了，这个生命就好像到了尽头。
Interestingly, at this point in the story, the son hadn't actually broken any hard and fast rules.
到这个地方为止，这个小儿子并没有好像破坏了什么样的规矩。
But what he had done was perhaps much worse than that. He has broken his father's heart.
但是他所做的更糟糕的事情是，他真的是他让他的父亲的心破碎了。
Now, the father's reaction to this is what would have stood out to the people listening to the story.
但是这个故事中所突出的地方是什么呢？
Because they expect the father to do what? To beat the son.
因为他们所期待的是说，这个父亲应该在这个时候就很生气，而且会打这个儿子。
But what did the father do? He just gives him his share of the estate.
但是这个父亲做了什么呢？他就是把他的产业分给他们。
Which, in that culture, the older son gets two-thirds, the younger son gets one-third if there are two sons. So his younger son took a third of his father's wealth.
在他们的文化里头呢，大儿子是可以分到三分之二，小儿子分到三分之一，所以他的小儿子就拿了三分之一的产业走了。
And interestingly, the father just lets him go. He doesn't say, don't come back. He doesn't say, you're not my son. He just lets him go.
而在这里很奇妙的是，父亲呢，就让他的小儿子走了，也没有说你不用再回来了。
So we pick it up in verse 13, where Jesus continues, Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. And after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
我们接着就看到十三节，过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，到远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇见那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那个人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥，但是也没有人给他。
And you have to understand, he's completely at the end of his rope.
我们要了解说他已经是到了走投无路的地步。
Because pigs are unclean animals.
对于他们来讲，猪是一个不洁净的动物。
So if you got a job feeding pigs, that was the last job you could find.
所以你如果是你的工作是来喂猪的话，这就是他已经是真的是走投无路，没有地方可以去了。
And when Luke writes that he hired himself out to a Gentile, what that word literally means is he attached himself to or glued himself to a Gentile.
当这个故事里头讲说他为这个外邦人做事的时候，这表示就是说他把自己就好像跟他们是混在一起了。
And a Gentile is also not looked highly upon in that culture.
在那个文化里头，外邦人对他们来讲也是所谓的不洁净的。
So likely this Gentile just throws this Jewish boy to the pigs to get rid of him.
所以当他们这些外邦人就把这个犹太的那个孩子就让他到猪圈里头去喂猪。
So in these few verses, we've traced an incredible journey.
所以当我们看到这几节圣经而已，但是我们看到一个非常一个非常显明的一个故事，一个过程。
This son having it all with his father to now feeding pigs.
这个小儿子呢，他本来什么都有，一直到现在什么都没有。
But he comes to his senses in verse 17.
但是他醒悟过来。
Jesus continues, when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I'll set out and go back to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me to be like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father.
所以在十七节的时候，他就醒悟过来说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从此以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。于是他就起来回他父亲那里去了。
So he remembers the goodness of his father.
所以他记得他父亲对他的好。
And that memory brings him back.
而那个记忆呢，就让他催促他回家。
But he can't just go back.
但是他不能够就这样子回去了。
After everything he's done, he's got to have something prepared to say.
所以他必须要准备有些什么话可以跟他父亲说。
So he prepares a three-part speech.
所以他准备了一个三个部分的一个演讲。
Part number one, I've sinned against heaven and against you.
第一部分他就说我得罪了神也得罪了你。
When we sin first against God.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们首先是向了神犯罪。
And so he acknowledges that and takes ownership of it.
所以他承认了他犯罪，而且他也愿意自己负责任。
And part number two, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
那第二部分他就说我已经不配再称作你的儿子。
This younger son has forsaken his right to sonship.
他放弃他自己做儿子的这个权利。
He's treated his father terribly. He knows he's no longer worthy of that.
他知道他对父亲这么不好的一个作为，他已经不配做他的儿子了。
And then part number three is make me to be one of your hired men.
他说第三部分他就说就请你把我当做雇工一样吧。
Part number three is his willingness to make up the debt.
所以第三个部分就是说他自己愿意为他自己所付的这个，就是说愿意再继续的做工。来付上这个代价。
And remember, this son is in the far country.
我们要记得这小儿子现在是在一个很远的地方。
So he's got a long journey before he actually gets home.
所以他到回家之前有一段很长的距离。
And I imagine every minute of every day of that journey, this speech is playing over and over and over in his head.
所以我相信呢，在他回到家之前呢，这个他所准备好的这番话呢，一直在他的脑海里头重复。
So here we come to one of the main parts of the story.
但是我们现在就来看到这个故事的一个中心。
Because if Jesus was telling this story to reveal the heart of God, then the Father's reaction to the Son is the climax of the story.
所以耶稣在这里想讲这个故事的重心是说要讲到一个父亲的心意，所以我们现在就看到这个故事的一个高潮。
So if you're listening to Jesus tell the story, you're listening very attentively right now.
所以你如果在听耶稣讲这个故事的时候，你现在就是非常仔细的在听。
Because the story could have ended with the son eating pig's food.
因为这个故事可以就在这个儿子吃这个猪食的时候结束了。
And those listening would have said he got what he had coming.
那听的人就可以说他罪有应得。
But Jesus continues.
但是耶稣继续讲这个故事。
So now they get to hear how the father is going to punish the son.
所以现在他们就很期待想要知道这个父亲要怎么样来惩罚这个儿子。
Now they get to hear how the father is going to make a public spectacle of his son in front of the village.
所以他们现在就在想说这个父亲要怎么样来对付这个儿子而且是在众人的面前
So we read in verse 20.
所以我们来看看二十节
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him.
在很远的地方距离很远的地方他父亲就看见
The first surprise, the father should have forgotten about his son.
第一个没有想到的事情就是说父亲早应该就忘记这个儿子了
And Jesus could have just as easily have said the son just walked up
而且耶稣可以很简单的就说哦儿子就回来了
We wouldn't think twice if the story went like that
我们也不会觉得说这样子说有什么不对
But what we have here is a father who every day is waiting for his son to return
但是我们看到的在这边看到的一个父亲是他每一天引颈盼望他儿子回来
We have this picture of a man sitting on his porch, on his chair, looking at the horizon, thinking, maybe today.
我们看到的是一位老人，他坐在他家的门口，远远地望着他儿子归家的一天。
We'll continue. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.
我们看到的是说，在距离还甚远的时候，他父亲看见他。就动了慈心。
So people listening would have thought, okay, maybe he saw him, but now he's going to beat his son.
很多人可能想说 ，OK， 既然就是他父亲看到他，但是或许他父亲还是要来惩罚他。
But another surprise, his father was filled with compassion for his son.
但是另外一个惊奇的事情就是，这个父亲动了慈心。
And the English actually does a poor job of translating this.
这个英文的翻译并不是最完全。
Maybe she's doing a better job.
中文也不是最完全。
The Greek word is this word splunkniso.
这个希腊字是这样子。
It's this root splunkna. It literally means the bowels.
那个这个字根的意思基本上就是说你的心肠肺腑。
It literally means the insides of a person.
而且就是说你这个内心所有的。
So when it says the father was filled with compassion, it says that everything inside of him was twisted in compassion for his son.
所以当这里讲到说父亲动了慈心的时候，是说这个父亲整个的人的心肠都是为这个孩子真的摆上了。
Jesus continues, after being filled with compassion, it says he ran to his son.
他讲到说父亲动了慈心之后，然后他就跑去。
Now, in that culture, older men do not run.
在这个文化里头要记得老人是不跑的。
It's actually a shameful thing for an older man to run.
不仅是不跑而且是一个不荣耀的事情。
Because in order to run, an older man would have to pull up his robe.
因为记得他们这个中东人穿的是这种袍子所以他要跑的话他需要把袍子拉上来。
And in doing so, he would expose some of his undergarments.
所以他拉把袍子拉上来的时候，你就看着他的内衣。
So it's a shameful thing for this father to run.
所以其实是一件耻辱的事情，当他这个老人家在这样跑的时候。
And the word for run there is literally the word raced.
而这里讲的这个跑，其实就是像赛跑的意思。
And he races because he loves his son, but he also races for another reason.
他这里不光是为他儿子来这个跑这么快，他还有另外一个原因。
He races because he knows how angry the village is at his son.
因为他知道这个所有这个村里头人有对他这个小儿子有多么的生气。
See, because in that culture, discipline didn't just come from parents.
因为在这种文化里头，你所谓的纪律不是只有父母亲可以管教。
Discipline came from anyone.
这个他这个管教是可以从这个整个族人来的。
So the father knows what this son faces as he enters the village.
所以父亲知道他小儿子所要面对的是什么。
Jesus continues, he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
所以他这个父亲呢就跑去然后围住他的颈项然后亲他。
And the word for kissed him, it's not this one-time act kiss, it's this continuing action verb. He kept on kissing and kissing and kissing him.
那这里讲到就是说他与他的儿子亲嘴不是只是说亲一次而是连连与他亲嘴。
Now you have to remember that in this culture, what the father should have done is first publicly denounce his son.
我们要记得在这个中东的文化里头呢，碰到这样的事情，他父亲第一个应该做的事情是说他儿子的不是。
The father should first have demanded payment and required punishment of his son in front of the village.
而且他应该做的就是在他的族人面前 不光是要叫他惩罚，而且要叫这个儿子还回他所有 拿走的家业，然后要惩罚他。
And culturally, by not doing that, what the father has done is he's entered into the shame of the son.
所以呢，当父亲没有这样子做的时候呢，就等于这个父亲呢也进入了，也是就是愿意跟他承受这个耻辱。
So by not first distancing himself from the son, by not first punishing the son, by embracing the son, he's taken upon himself the shame of the son.
所以他所做的不是把他的这个跟他儿子的距离分开，而是他来拥抱他，真的就是为他承担了他的自己的这个责任跟耻辱。
So now if the villagers want to punish the son and the father and son are embracing, they have to go through the father first.
所以现在这些族人呢，他们也可以惩罚这个回来的小儿子，但是现在这个父亲拥抱了这个儿子，所以当他们要真的是对这个小儿子有任何的作为的时候，他们必须透过这个父亲。
What's an even bigger deal is that by the father embracing the son and not first publicly denouncing him, he's actually taken upon himself the punishment of the son as well.
所以基本上这个父亲当他拥抱了他的儿子的时候，他就是承担了他儿子所有一切的过错。
So this is not a cheap embrace.
这个不是一个很便宜，一个很简单的一个拥抱。
This is very costly.
这是一个非常贵重的一个拥抱。
Not everyone listening to the story, this is not how a father is supposed to act.
我们在这个听的人就会说，这不是一个父亲，这个父亲应该所做的事情。
A father is supposed to be calm and collected and noble.
一个父亲应该是非常的尊重，非常的就是很有规矩的。
Not shamefully emotional like this.
而且不应该这么激动的。
But the amazing thing is that the good news, the gospel father that Jesus knows, is not like that.
但是这里告诉耶稣告诉这些人，就是说这个福音的父亲就是这样子的激动，就是这样子充满了慈心的。
The gospel father that Jesus knows has been sitting on his porch every day waiting for his son to come home.
耶稣所认识的父亲就是一个充满了爱的父亲，天天坐在这个坐在这个家门口在仰望，引颈盼望他的儿子回来。
But remember, the son had a speech.
但记得这个儿子也准备好一番话。
So he is undeterred by the father. He needs to launch into his speech.
所以他不管父亲做什么，他要准备，他必须要把他这番话还是吐露出来。
And so he does. He launches into his three-part speech.
所以他就讲了他所准备好要讲的话。
Remember, part number one, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
所以他说我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And the father lets him say part number one.
然后所以父亲就让他讲完了。
Part number two, I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
然后他又说我不配称为你的儿子。
And the father lets him say part number two.
父亲也让他就把这个话讲完了。
But there's also a part number three, remember?
当他儿子要再继续讲第三部分的时候。
It was his offer to pay it back. It was make me to be like one of your hired men.
他第三部分要讲的话就是说让我成为你的雇工。
But the father doesn't allow him to say part number three.
但是他的父亲并没有让他继续讲下去。
The father interrupts him.
这个父亲就阻止他了。
And my friends, that interruption is the gospel.
我的朋友，我就告诉你，这个他的这个阻止，这个就是福音的重点。
That interruption is what is so amazing about the God we serve.
这个他这个阻止，这个父亲阻止他说话的这个举动，就是这个福音的重点。
That interruption truly is good news.
这个就是好消息。
Because God will not hear our attempts to try to pay back our debt.
因为神不要我们还我们所欠的。
God will not let us try to earn our way back into the family.
神不要我们就用我们自己的劳力来赚回这个失去的产业。
There is nothing we can do, there is nothing that son can do but simply come home.
我们没有一个人能够做任何事情让这个儿子回家的。
And now it's the father's turn to give a speech.
所以现在这个父亲就开始来说话了。
But the father said to his servants, verse 22, But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him.
父亲就吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿。
How many robes did people have back then?
我们不晓得，那个当时的人大概每一个人有几件袍子呢？
Probably not like us where we have our closets full of clothes.
不像我们一样，我们整个这个橱柜里头充满了衣服。
They had likely one, maybe two robes.
他们可能有一件或两件外袍。
Now his father says, bring the best robe in the house.
但父亲是说把最好的袍子拿出来。
Whose robe is the best robe in the house?
所以谁的袍子是会是最好的袍子呢？
So when the son enters the village, who does he look like?
所以当这个儿子在回到家的时候，他像什么呢？
He looks like the father.
当他穿上这个袍子，他像就像他父亲一样。
He continues, and the father says, "Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet."
而且他父亲继续说，把戒指戴在他的手指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。
Slaves didn't wear shoes, but sons wore shoes.
当时的奴仆是不穿鞋子的，但是儿子是穿鞋子的。
And this ring that he gave his son was likely the family signet ring.
他给他的这个戒指也可能就是他们的传家戒指。
There wouldn't be another ring worthy of noting in a story like this.
不会再有其他的戒指了。
And the signet ring was effectively the father's signature.
基本上他们用的这个戒指就是一个, 好像是一个像我们的, 印章一样, 是他父亲的印章。
It's what went on every document and every sealed and signed paper that went out from the family.
所以他可以用这个戒指来签署所有的文书或是合约。
So what this father has done is he has given this son the right to the rest of the estate.
所以这个父亲所做的呢，就是把他自己所有属于他的权利呢，就给了这个小儿子。
This son then squandered a third of the father's estate, has given the right to the other two-thirds.
所以他这个小儿子的，这个他把他所有的权利给了这个花掉他三分之一产业的一个小儿子，把他剩下三分之二的产业的权利也给予了他。
And the father continues in verse 23, "Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate.
而耶稣又继续说，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
So this story has been played out exactly the opposite of how everyone expected it to go.
所以这个故事呢，讲到这边是不是任何一个当时在那边听的法利赛人所想要听的。This
isn't the sweet story of a father. This is the scandalous story of a prodigal.
这不是一个好像一个很温馨的，但是是一个当时对他们来讲是一个很像一个丑闻的故事一样。But
remember, this is not just the story of one son.
但是我们记得这个故事不是只是关于一个儿子。This
is a story of a man who had two sons.
我们讲到这个故事是讲到一个两个儿子的人。
Now, the older son is likely, in that context, in that story, the main character.
而且在这个故事里头，这小儿子可能是这个主要的角色。
Aside from the father, of course, because if Jesus was telling his story in response to the Pharisees, he was telling it to the benefit of any older brothers out there.
所以当他讲这个故事给这些法利赛人的听的时候，但是他也是在讲这个故事给许多就是做大哥的人听的。
And the Pharisees can most closely relate to the older son.
而这些法利赛人能够最能够像他这个大儿子一样。
And the truth is, it's the character I can most closely relate to.
而且他们的特色也是像这个大儿子一样。
It's probably the character that most of us in this room can most closely relate to.
而且也很可能是像我们在座的每一位，我们所代表的，就是像这个大儿子一样。
Because he's a good son in many ways.
因为他是一个好儿子。
He does his duties without grumbling.
他负他的责任，他都不埋怨。
Follows all the rules.
他就是遵守所有该遵守的事情。
Works in the field for his father.
然后他在田里头做工。
So in this parable, we learn that there are two kinds of sinners.
我们在这个比喻里头，我们就学到有两种罪人。
There are the sinners that break all the rules, and there are the sinners that keep all the rules.
有一种罪人是呢，就是破坏所有的规律的，有所有的法律的，但另外一种是遵守所有。
And both need the Father's grace.
但是呢，两种罪人都需要父亲的恩典。
So let's continue in verse 25.
我们继续看25节。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed a fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound."
所以这边故事继续说，大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远。 就听见奏乐跳舞的声音，便叫一个仆人过来说：“是什么事情？”仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”
So while all this celebration is going on, while the father is running out to his son, while the father is clothing his son in his robe, where is the older brother?
所以当这个父亲在为这个小儿子穿上外袍，在家里庆祝的时候，这个大儿子是在哪里呢？
He's out in the field.
他在田里做工。
He's doing exactly what he should be doing.
他就是做他该做的事情。
So Jesus continues in verse 28.
那耶稣继续讲28节。
But the older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him.
大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
So angry, why is he angry?
为什么大儿子要生气呢？
It's because this younger son that shamed the family is being welcomed back in without any promise of making anything up.
这个他生气的是什么？就是这个小儿子花尽了一切的产业，但是他现在回来没有处罚，也没有任何事情，就这样子被父亲。
So in his anger, what does the older brother do?
所以这个大儿子说什么呢?
He refuses to go into the party.
他不愿意参与这个庆祝。
And ironically, this is an incredible act of disrespect.
而这个他这样子不愿意参与这个庆祝呢，也是一个非常不尊敬的一个行为。
So this older son that was so consumed with the father's name, with the younger brother shaming his father, he himself shames the father by not going into the party.
所以这个大儿子他虽然非常尊重他父亲的名字，或者是他的这个家业，但是在这个时候呢，他却重重的羞辱了他父亲。
So perhaps even on a deeper level, this older brother that should have known the heart of the father breaks his father's heart even more.
所以在这个地方我们看到这个大儿子他虽然了解这么多的法律，这么多的规矩，但是在这个时候他也是深深的伤了他父亲的心。
So again, we come to the father's response to the older son. And he responds unexpectedly. Father doesn't punish him, the father actually comes out to him.
这个父亲呢,也没有处罚他,但是父亲呢,还是向他伸出他的双手。
The father is throwing a party, and the father leaves his own party to come talk to the older son.
所以这个父亲呢,在开一个宴会,然后他离开这个宴会,来跟这个大儿子说话。
And now there are two words in the Greek that could be used to describe this interaction.
在希腊文里头有两个字可以来形容这种沟通。
One is a word that describes how, basically it means face to face, how a superior would interact with a subordinate.
有一个字眼是说是一个在上跟个在下的人他们一个交谈的一个字眼。
We actually see both words in the story. This first word is used when the older brother asks the servant what's going on.
所以我们这个用法，我们看到这个大儿子跟这个奴仆人讲话的时候，他是用这个字，希腊字。So
he faces him like a master would to a slave and asks him, you know, the question.
所以他跟他的仆人面对面，是用一个主人对仆人讲话的态度。Now
that same word could be used here.
而且这同样一个字也可以用在父亲跟儿子中间。Because
it's a father and a son.
因为是父亲跟儿子之间的一个面对面的交谈。
It's a superior and a subordinate.
是一个长者跟一个年少的人的一个关系。
If that word was used, we wouldn't think twice.
如果他用这个字眼的话，我们也不会觉得有什么不妥当。
But a different word is used.
但是这里呢，用了另外一个不同的字。
The first word means face to face, but the word that's used here means side by side.
但是 这个字用在这边的是说他们就是并肩而坐的。
It literally means to comfort, to console, to walk alongside.
是做陪伴的，是安慰的。
So the father is softly and lovingly standing along his son, alongside his son, inviting his older son to see the world from his perspective.
所以在这里父亲是站在肩并肩，站在他大儿子的旁边来安慰他，劝导他。
He's inviting the son to see the world through his eyes.
他在邀请这个大儿子来看这个事情，要从这个父亲的眼光来看这个，父亲的角度来看这个事情。But
the older son has some thoughts.
但是大儿子还是有一些不同的想法。Beginning
in verse 29.
在29节我们看到。
But he, the older son, answered his father, saying, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
这里这个大儿子对他说：“我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命令。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但是你这个儿子汉娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。” And
over the course of the older brother's speech, we learn that the older brother has traveled far from the father's heart without ever leaving home.
我们在这个地方也看到，其实大儿子呢，在他的心里跟他父亲是有极大的距离，虽然他一天都没有离开过家。See,
I think the most tragic part of this entire parable is the older brother.
我认为这个故事当中最悲惨的事情就是，其实是这个大儿子。
And it's especially what he starts out his speech with.
而且是他怎么样开始讲他的这个思想。
He says, "All these years, I have been slaving for you."
他说这么多年来我来服侍你。
The older son thinks his relationship with the father is based on following the rules.
他这个大儿子认为他跟父亲的关系只是因为他遵循了他该做的事情。
But that is not the relationship of a father and a son.
但是这不是一个父亲跟儿子，只有的关系。
Now, the reason I think it's the most tragic part of this entire parable is, do you remember the third part of the younger brother's speech?
为什么我认为这个部分是最悲惨的呢？因为我们记得这个小儿子他第三部分的这个他想要说的话吗？
He said, make me to be like one of your hired servants.
他说让我作为你的雇工。
He said, let me earn it back.
说让我把这个钱还给你，让我可以把它赚回来。
I think the saddest part of this story is that the older brother has been living out part three of the younger brother's speech his entire life in the father's backyard.
而这个大儿子呢，他一辈子就活在他这个弟弟的这个第三个这个这番话里头，就是像一个雇工一样的活着。
He stayed home. He didn't go to the far country.
他就在家里，他没有离开家，他没有离开过家。
He came to church every Sunday.
他每个礼拜来教会。
Read his Bible every day.
他每天读圣经。
But he didn't understand the father's heart.
但是他并不了解这个父亲的心。
So how does the father respond? Let's read in verse 31.
所以父亲怎么样回答他这个话呢？
My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
他说，父亲对他大儿子说，儿啊，你常和我同在。我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐的。
He says, "My son."
他说我的儿子。
And again, there are two words that could be used here.
而在就是这里，我们还有两个字可以用。
One is son as an offspring.
有一个就是说我就是肉体上这个儿子。
The other one means my tender, dear child.
另外一个就是说我这个很宝贝的一个孩子。
And it's the second word that's used.
而且他这个父亲所用的就是第二个字。
He says, my dear son, everything I have has always been yours.
他说我亲爱的孩子，我所有的都是你的。
He says, look at the world next to me.
说看看这个世界。
See the world from my perspective.
看看从我的角度来看看这个世界。
And you'll understand we had to celebrate for your brother.
你就知道说我们必须要来欢喜快乐，为你的弟弟的死而复得。
If the message to the younger son is come home from the far country, then the message to the older son is come in from the field.
当我们说这个信息对小儿子来讲是从远处归家，但对这个大儿子来讲就是从田里回到家里。
The heart of the gospel is the father's heart.
我们讲到福音的一个重心就是讲到这个父亲的心意。
And the father's heart is good news.
而父亲的心意就是好消息。
We don't know what happens to the older brother.
我们不知道后来大儿子怎么样了。
And it could go two ways.
也有可能有两个结果。
He could stay slaving, working, resenting his father.
他可以继续很努力的做工，然后就是对他父亲很不满意。
Or he could humble himself to be embraced.
然后或者是他也可以了解父亲的心意，让跟他的父亲来拥抱。
My question this morning is, do you have a deep understanding of the good news that is the Father's heart?
我今天对大家的问题就是说，你对福音的了解是真的认识吗？你了解父亲的心意吗？
The good news that is the Father's heart welcoming you home from the far country.
好，这个福音就是说一个父亲的心欢迎你从远处回来。
The good news that is the Father's heart to welcome you to stop slaving all these years for him.
而福音也是说不要再认为自己需要做些什么工作，而是就是来做我的儿子。
How much of our understanding of the gospel is merely the words of the gospel in our minds, but we fail to understand it deep down inside?
我们多少时候对福音的了解就是在我们的这个理智上面，而不是在我们这个全身的这个全人里头。
I do wonder how many younger brothers have stayed in the far country for fear of older brothers at home.
我就是在想说有多少小儿子或是弟弟们他们愿意躲在远处，因为家里有这些哥哥们，就是在这边，在家里。
I wonder how many younger brothers stay in the far country for fear of some of us.
我在想说有多少人不愿意进到教会是因为我们这些人在教会里头。
And I wonder how many people do not truly hear the gospel because all they see are older brothers.
有很多人不愿意接纳福音是因为他们看到了有多少像哥哥这个大儿子的这种人。
So I'll ask how many younger brothers do we have here this morning?
所以我的问题是说我们在今天早上在这里有多少人是小儿子。
How many need to know that the Father is eagerly anticipating, waiting for our return, looking at the horizon every day?
像就是必须了解说我们的父亲就是每天在期待我们从远处回来。
How many of us need to know, regardless of where we are, regardless of whatever darkness we're involved in, the Father sees us even before we get home?
不管我们今天犯了多少错，我们是在怎么样不好的境界里头，我们的父亲都知道，而且他仍然在等待我们回来。
How many of us need to know and believe that the Father will run to us and will head off the scorn of the village, will head off the scorn of the older brother and will embrace us?
有多少人相信说父亲呢会远远的来跑来抱住我们，而且等待我们回来，会不管大儿子的如何的想法，来拥抱我们，接纳我们回家。
But maybe the better question for us here in church is this: How many older brothers do we have here today?
但是今天对我们来讲，比较一个确切的问题，却是我们在我们的当中有多少人是像这个大儿子一样。
How many of us have been slaving all this while without ever understanding the Father's heart?
我们已经在这个教会里头做了多少的服事，但是我们的心还是像这个大儿子一样。
How many of us have been living out the third part of the younger brother's speech our entire lives trying to earn the Father's affection?
我们有多少人在做就像这个小儿子的第三部分的这个说法一样，就是我们想用我们的工作，用我们的服事来争取父亲的喜爱。
How many of us know in our minds and can speak the words of the gospel, but we bear the burden of working our way into the Father's grace?
有多少人是知道也相信神的恩典，但是我们仍然努力的在做，想要做成这个得救的功。
How many of us so quickly forget that there is only one way into the Father's heart, and it is through the cross?
有多少人我们都是忘记说其实只有一条路能够进到父亲的心中，那就是十字架。
And at the cross we find this unmerited, unearned, undeserved grace that is freely poured out upon us.
而且只有在十字架上我们就真正的了解，不是靠我们任何的工作，而是就是我们是不配得的，但是神就赐给了我们这样子的恩典。
This morning, how many of us need to be reintroduced to the Father?
今天早上有多少人重新的认识了我们的天父。
How many of us need to be reminded of what makes the good news such good news?
有多少人就是也再次的被提醒了我们说的好消息，福音是怎么样的好消息。
Because brothers and sisters, that is the gospel we need to understand.
我们真的必须要了解什么是真正的福音。
It is a father who runs, embraces, kisses, celebrates, and stands alongside even me.
就是一个父亲的心，他跑去拥抱这个不值得、不配得的儿子，然后拥抱他，连连的亲他。
Doesn't that sound like good news?
这听起来不就像是一个好消息吗？
And that is what we are called to put on display.
这个就是我们被呼召来传扬的一个这个故事，跟这个我们需要所要摆上宣扬的一个故事。
Let me pray for us.
Let's pray. 我们来祷告。
God, you are amazing, holy, set apart, and greater than we are.
神啊，你是一个非常神啊，你的荣耀，你的一切是我们不能了解的。
But you are also a tender, loving Father.
但是你是一个有慈爱的父亲。
We ask that you would tear down in our minds the misconceptions we have of you.
我们恳求你除去我们心中对你错误的认识。
And God, that you would replace them with I am.
你就把这个错误的认识来用你自己来代替。
With all that you are.
就是你自己全然的、自由的、拥有的。
God, may we fall in love with the true you.
让我们真的是就是爱你自己。
God, make us aware of where those falsehoods lie.
帮助我们了解我们这些错误的思想是在哪里。
That we would have a clearer, more holy, more perfect picture of you.
让我们能够更认识你，更认识这个圣洁的你。
We love you, Jesus, and we want to love you more.
我们爱你，我们要更爱你。
And it's to you that we give this praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的基督圣名祷告。
感谢主、Pastor Jam 真的把这个整个故事、You want to translate for him? Yeah. Oh, okay. 我们、路加福音可以说是我们、在福音书里面真的非常熟的一个故事。
Well, we're very familiar with the book of Luke, especially this particular story.
但是我真的很感谢主让我们的、的讲员能够把它分析得这么的清楚
very,
而且从不同的角度
I'm very grateful that, Pastor Jehan is able to bring us another perspective into the parable
所以我们以前都在注视小儿子我们都是、失落的人然后、蒙主的恩典能够认识神来到教会、
In the past we've been focusing on the younger son that about the being the lost soul that has been saved
然后进到教会以后，我们大家就开始、不同的敬拜神，然后开始服侍。很多的时候，我们就变成大儿子的，就是像刚才的信息一样。
So when we entered the body of Christ, and then we started to worship, and we learned all the things, and gradually we become like the older son.
然后我们有时候服侍，我们有时候做很多的事情，也是很累的。这种在服侍。
And many times that when we served, that we started to get tired.
然后到刚刚在、讲到的时候我就觉得好像我们就很多的时候我们就像一头牛在耕田一样我们的眼睛都是看着这个地上的土我们就是像耕做工、
When I was listening to the sermon I feel like a lot of times I like an ox that's plowing the field and I only is focusing on what I'm doing in front of me
让我们想到神的时候我们就觉得说这个神就是看我在地上做工怎么样在服侍他
So when I think of God, I just think of God who was just like sitting up there watching me how I'm performing on earth.
可是我们却忘记了他实际上不是在看我们的工作，他是在看我们这个儿子。
But we forgot that he's not looking at what we're doing, but he's looking at us.
不管我们做的怎么样，他永远爱我们，他的眼睛是看我们这个人，而不是在看我们手上的工作。
So no matter how we did, he's not looking at the work that we're doing, but he's looking at us as a person.
感谢、神差领、差派、Pastor Jehan 在我们的当中，让我们从这个角度来看到这个事情。
Yeah, thank God that that God has sent his servant to share the message with us about this how we look at God in a different way.
让我们知道说神爱我们就是因为我们是他所爱的，而不是因为我们做了什么。
God loves us because that He loved us, not because what we have done.
让我们能够再一次跟神 attach 在一起，不是用我们的工作来跟他 attach 在一起，而是因为我们跟他的关系，我们是他的孩子，他爱我们，就是像我们爱我们的孩子一样。
So let us again attach ourselves to God, not because of what we do for Him, but we will attach Him like we're attaching to our parents.
让我们用这首诗歌，我们来回应神在我们身上的爱，是一种无条件的爱。
So let's respond to God's message with this hymn, His unconditional love.
我们也重新对神有个重新的认识，来更新我们对他的爱。
And let's renew our knowledge of God and renew our heart towards Him.
我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song.